you know, we have the pleasure of having very special guests come and join us on the program. We have with us today Teresa. And tell me, am I pronouncing this last name right? Cocken?
Caper.
Caper. Oh, wait, what? Oh, because I thought I'm looking at that. It looked like a K on the sheet. Caper. Teresa Caper, we are talking to this morning, who is externship coordinator and teaches at the Star Academy. Now, if you've not heard of what the Star Academy is, they're right here. They're a local in Audubon. They're on Monroe Boulevard, right around the corner, really.
Yeah.
Right around the corner here from the station. We're at Jeffersonville Golf Club, and Star Academy is right, literally not even 5 minutes. You have taught 31 years in the healthcare industry, and you are, again, externship coordinator for the medical assistant program at Star Career Academy. And Star Career Academy offers programs in IT, veterinary assistance, business administration, and cosmetology. So, Teresa, would you tell us a little bit more about what the Star Academy is then? It's a school, it teaches on different fields, but go ahead and dig into it a little bit more for us.
It prepares adults. You know, a lot of our students are people who have graduated high school and didn't necessarily know which field they wanted to go into, continue their lifestyle. So we have had been in this area for approximately 5 years, since 2010. We are literally, like you said, 5 minutes away. We have classes Monday through Friday, both evening and day classes. We have sister schools in New Jersey and in Philly. But at this particular campus, we have a veterinary assistant program where students are taught how to treat and care for animals. The other day, we had a bat in the parking lot, a baby bat that they brought in and tried to rescue. Yeah, baby bat. Baby bat.
Really?
Yeah. Students bring in their snakes, cats, dogs, birds, and all the students in all the programs and the staff are entitled to bring in their animals and have them observed and play patient, more or less.
Yeah, the only other time I had an experience with a bat, I was actually hitting it. Now, now that sounds bad, okay? That sounds like I was abusing this poor thing. I was a young kid, maybe 15 or something like that, and my friends and I, we were messing around in the local neighborhood, in our neighborhood. And you know those storm drains? You know, big storm drains?
Yeah.
They have them in Florida a lot. That's where I was living at the time. But they go off, they run off into a retention pond. Well, we found one of those pipes. We actually went in the pipe a little while, and we saw little things hanging from the top of the pipe. We were just exploring. We were being kids. Oh, yeah, there you go. And we saw these little things hanging from the top. We're like, what in the world? What is that? And we noticed they were bats. And they began flying, and they actually blocked our entrance. So we'd find that we would have to, in order to go back, we'd have to pass through them. So we're like, oh boy, here we go. You ready? So I grabbed a hat. One of them started fluing, and I just kind of reacted through the hat, and the hat hit the poor thing. It was fine, but I actually hit a bat.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, but that was just interesting. So you have a veterinary assistance program. You do business administration, cosmetology at the school. You do programs in IT. I mean, is this kind of like an ITT tech?
Yeah. Yeah. We also, at our cosmetology program, we have a salon where people can come every day to have their hair done, their nails done at a reduced amount. We also offer princess parties. And I've left some brochures. I'm leaving you some brochures today. Princess parties. Suppose you want to have a party for your little girl.
Really?
Yeah. So we have an area at the school in the back of the salon. You can have pizza. They can have makeup done, whatever. It's a great, great way to spend a little girl's party. And rather than have the mess at your house, the mess is at the school.
Well, there you go. Now, and for the salon, I'm guessing you have students who are learning, and that's why it's at a reduced rate.
We have students who are learning. Mm-hmm. I just got my hair cut this week for the first time.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I'm only there like 3 months. So,
okay.
So it's kind of fun, kind of nice. And like I said, we have the IT program, the business administration program. As a matter of fact, the end of this month, we're kicking off an actual afternoon class for the business administration program that's taken off really well.
Now, you've only been there 3 months. Was that in the position of externship coordinator?
No. Actually, I just relocated from another school.
Okay.
I relocated for another school. I've always passed STAR.
Mm-hmm.
I have family that lives in this area, so I've been always passing back and forth. And I like it. It's a change. It's a smaller school from where I was. So I'm enjoying it. I really am. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I was about to ask, what brought you to STAR Academy?
Time for a change. I've relocated here from New York 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really working overkill. And I wanted something more where I can be closer to the students than just teaching. I know that sounds kind of strange, but as externship coordinator, I get to start with the students and I get to see them excel after they leave STAR.
So you work on actually placing them in a job, or?
I place them on an externship. Pennsylvania law states that they have to do at least 180 to 200 hours externship in the field before they can actually go and work in the field and get their diploma.
Is that with a particular field, or is that with every field that you do?
It depends upon the field. With medical assisting, absolutely. So we work with mm-hmm. a lot of the physicians in the area, a lot of the urgent care facilities in the area. We have students from all over. We have students from as far as Philly. We have students from as far up as Coatesville. So we have students all over the place.
All right. Well, good. So STAR Academy, how long has it been in the area then?
It's been in this area since 2010.
Since 2010. Okay, so a relatively new thing, but I'm guessing you guys are doing pretty well. It seems to be pretty successful. They're growing. I mean, I passed the building. It's quite large.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, how many students roughly do you have?
We have approximately about 175.
Okay, so it's a small feel, kind of an atmosphere, and you offer similar services to an ITT tech, but it's different because you're in a smaller atmosphere. People are more able to get a one-on-one kind of training. Is that what I'm kind of getting here?
Absolutely. We actually offer more one-on-one. We have tutoring constantly. We actually hold the certification for the medical assisting program at our campus at least twice a month.
Hmm.
And there's always the availability of tutors all the time.
Now, you actually teach.
Yes, I do.
At STAR Academy as well. I'm guessing you teach for healthcare. At
yes,
STAR Academy.
But I also teach communication. Every student must take a communication class no matter what program they're in.
Hmm. Okay. So how is teaching then at STAR Academy, how's that different than at other schools?
It's really not that different. The caliber of students are all the same. The desire to get an education so that they can get out in the field and get a job that is going to give them a good salary, good opportunities, benefits.
Mm-hmm.
The desire is there with every student. But at STAR, we do a lot more for the student where they feel it's more personable. We have parties for them, for good attendance. We give them awards on a regular basis, not just, you know, for attendance, but we give them awards for their grades. We give them awards for, and this is with all programs. Some of these students need that validation that they've succeeded. And that's what's nice about teaching in this realm. There's people who never had anybody celebrate their success. So that's what we do. So we give them rewards. We're constantly validating them to know that, hey, you really did do well and you can succeed.
And that's different than any other school you've been at.
Yes. Yes.
And that's how the STAR Academy is different. That's how they stand out.
Yes.
Well, yeah, tell us then a little bit, because one of the biggest programs, I guess, right now is it seems to be growing more and more in the job sphere, IT.
Yes.
Okay, I'm guessing that's one that's really growing for you guys.
It is. You know, we've had it now for about 4 months.
Okay, so it's relatively new.
It's relatively new.
Okay. But it probably is, though, growing. I would probably gather that you're seeing some increased interest in it because of just how our whole culture is developing more and more integrated into technology.
Yeah, absolutely. You're getting to see people who want to do things with their hands, and that's one thing about IT, that you actually can do these things and you actually use your mind. So if you have any type of desire to work in the art field, but you're not a painter, you're not a drawer, just the thought that you could create these programs. So they learn both ends.
Now, this is, again, what we're talking about. We are with Teresa Caper, who is externship coordinator of Star Academy. She has 31 years teaching experience in the healthcare industry, and she is actually teaching as well as being externship coordinator at the Star Career Academy. It's located on Monroe Boulevard in Audubon. If someone's listening right now and they're considering something like this, what would you say to them, Teresa?
I would say to them that it is a school that is continuously growing, continuously excelling. We've expanded. We have a good placement rating, which is very important in technical and trade schools. That's what students look for. We are federally funded, meaning that students can get financial aid. And it's a good experience. If you're not sure where you want to go, you can come on down, look at the school, meet with the instructors. One thing I do like about this school is you don't just meet with the admissions rep. You meet everybody. You get to meet the president, which is important.
All right. Well, we're gonna head to a break, but let's talk a little bit when we get back. We're going to talk a little bit about financial aid and more about the Star Academy, what you need to know, how you can get involved, and how you could even get some education yourself.
School property taxes are out of sight and going up almost every year. Even if you've paid off your mortgage, you haven't paid off the state of Pennsylvania. If you lose your job, you could lose your home too. But there is hope on the horizon. Harrisburg is considering a bill which will eliminate property taxes for school funding. It replaces it with a broad-based small increase in income taxes and sales taxes. This makes all Pennsylvanians responsible for school funding, not just property owners. Please join us at Montgomery County Community College in Pottstown on Thursday, June 25th at 7 p.m. for a town hall meeting to discuss how we can fully fund our schools without taxing people out of their homes. Town hall meeting, Montgomery County Community College in Pottstown, on Thursday, June 25th at 7 p.m. Admission is free.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. Pennsylvania's General Assembly once again is looking at a possible expansion of gambling to try and meet budget shortfalls. This time around, the proposal is to legalize online gambling, which, as one senator said just last week, it would in effect put a slot machine in every home, even at 3 a.m. Well, first, government gambling revenues don't match the promises. You remember the property tax relief that Ed Rendell promised when legalizing casinos? Well, that hardly materialized. And as we predicted at that time, casino gambling would create nearly 300,000 gambling addicts statewide, causing crime, bankruptcy, family breakup, and suicide. The most recent survey shows we're at 280,000 addicted gamblers in Pennsylvania and climbing. Government-sponsored gambling is a bad idea, and adding to it is simply irrational. Find out more about this issue at our website at pafamily.org.
Star Academy, that's a little place that is right in Audubon. It is on Monroe Boulevard, and if you haven't passed it before, because the building is quite large, I've passed it a few times myself and definitely noticed it. We are with Teresa Caper right now, who is externship coordinator. I said Cockin at the beginning, and I thought that I'm looking at my paper, and it's handwritten, and it looked like it was a K, but I guess it was a P. And I was like, oh, that must be what it is. Teresa Caper.
Right.
Joining us this morning. And we were talking a little bit off the air. Teresa, you're actually from New York.
Yes, I am.
So we were talking about that. My father's actually from Queens. We were kind of having a little pow-pow there. Mm-hmm. Okay. What part of New York, again? You were from Upper East Side or no?
No, I was actually born and raised in Soho.
Right
on Bleecker Street, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, still have family down there.
Yeah, and you were teaching. You said you came down here, what, 5 years ago?
5 years ago, yeah.
5 years ago. How do you like PA?
I like it. I like it. I moved here. My daughter and my son-in-law moved here.
Mm-hmm.
Knew at some point the little guy was going
to
come.
Is this the country to you?
Yeah. What I like about Pennsylvania is you can drive around and you have like a city effect, and then you turn off a road and you're in the woods.
Yeah, it's a good mesh, isn't
it? It's a good mesh. Definitely, even if you're down in Philly, it's definitely a slower pace than New York.
Hmm.
I think. I know what your dad thinks, but that's what
I think. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, he's a New Yorker. We lived in Florida for a while, but he was still a New Yorker, born and raised in New York, Queens, and then moved to Long Island. He's going to be actually going over there and just taking a few days, but going to his old stomping grounds there. But so we're talking about Star Academy. You got 31 years teaching experience in the healthcare industry. You are the externship coordinator for the medical assistant program. So tell us a little bit about this medical assistant program and the certification that's involved there, because that is what you're all about here, Teresa.
Right. We currently certify the students through NCCT. Not that we certify them. When the students are finished with the program, they get a diploma. But it's been about 15, 20 years now that a certification means more. And what a certification actually is they sit for a national test where people who are in California or in Oklahoma or in Washington are sitting for the same exam. So it proves that they are equal with their peers in the field. And that's what doctors look for now. It also works with the doctor's malpractice insurance. If you have a person working for you of a higher level of education, it protects you malpractice wise also.
And I'm sure it also probably lowers your malpractice insurance rate
absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you're going to be more appealing if you're looking for a job.
Right. And one thing I do like about this school is that these students are geared to take the certification even before they get their diploma. They're studying constantly towards the certification. We teach to prep them for the certification. And the certification, they could take it either in phlebotomy, medical assisting, or EKG, or all three, whatever they prefer.
Phlebotomy, you lost me with that one, phlebotomy.
That is the actual name for the procedure when you have blood drawn out of your arms.
Phlebotomy. Yeah. Well, that is, I learned something new today. Well, how about, I learn something new every day. But phlebotomy, I did not know that before. You could call in if you'd like, if you have a question for Teresa, 610-539-TALK. But let's go ahead and talk about scholarships, because when we're talking education, that is the next most important thing. As far as, you want to make sure you're going to a good institution, you're getting good education. The medical assistant program, you guys are constantly working towards the certificate. Okay, or the certification, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And you are studying towards that, and that's really that's the thing that matters, as well as getting experience and different things like that. You kind of have that end game focus. The last thing someone wants in a school is to be taught something they feel has no bearing on what they're going to be doing in the real world or that they really don't need, but you guys have that focus there, especially with that, going towards the certification in one part there. But tell us about scholarships that may be available for someone.
First of all, we're veteran-friendly. So it is a school where veterans, we have so many veterans who are looking for jobs once they come home. We are veteran-friendly, where we will apply to the Veterans Association for the veterans to get scholarships and get stipends so that they could come to school. There are different scholarships based upon your background and your education and your high school and your scores, but it is very loan friendly and scholarship friendly. I'm not sure of all the different scholarships. The main one I know that's available all the time is for veterans.
So veterans are definitely welcome at the Star Academy.
Absolutely.
You should definitely check
absolutely
that out. Now, is this the only location? You guys have the Star Academy has multiple locations?
Yeah, ironically, I learned recently that we actually have locations in Long Island.
Well,
I did the route your father did. I went from New York to Queens to Long Island before I relocated here. But we have two schools in New York City. We have a school on Long Island. We have three schools in New Jersey. Jersey is our home base.
Mm.
And we have a school in Philly.
there you go. And then you have the school right here in Audubon as well.
Right.
So
right.
This is not just some kind of local school that just got started up. Star Academy has been around, and they've been doing this in multiple locations. New Jersey, New York City. Talk about a hard market, right?
Yeah.
You know, competing with that, especially in the medical field, I'm sure, which is a large part of your students. Because I remember when I was doing I actually did my first 2 years of community college, then went to a four-year school. The medical program there was booming because that was the industry everyone wanted to get in, whether it was medical assistants or nursing. And I don't know all the intricacies ins and outs of each. You would. But, like, do you is medical assistants, is that nursing or?
Medical assisting can also be described as a patient care technician or a medical technician. The difference between a medical assistant and a CNA is that they go more in-depth in anatomy, physiology. They are more capable of performing more duties with the patient. When I first started teaching many years ago, it wasn't a field for men. There were very few men. Now we have several men. It's broadened enough for men. And a lot of the students move on. It's a stepping stone. It's a way for them to get an education, get a job in a hospital as a patient care tech, draw blood, do EKGs, do vitals on patients, wash and change patients. But also, it's a stepping stone for them to move on to nursing school, to ultrasound technician, to BRNs, to be physician's assistants. It's broad. I have to say that I've seen the position grow so much in the 30 years that I'm teaching. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And it's a good field to get into. You know, people are always going to get sick, bottom line. But some of our programs, like the cosmetology program, they teach so that you can get your license. The IT will also sit for certification. At our other campuses, we have some other programs, but we specialize in phlebotomy at this campus. We specialize in MA. Cosmetology and IT, but our other campuses offer other programs too, so it's not that STAR is just closed to those four programs. And we also have veterinary assistants. I think, if I'm not mistaken, we're about the only campus that does have the veterinary assistant program.
Now, if someone wants to get more information on STAR Academy, how will they do that? How will they get in contact?
They can go to our website, which is starcareeracademy.com, or they can call the school directly. Our school number is 610-783-7827, and they can speak with any admissions rep.
All right, so starcareeracademy.com, and give me that number one more time.
Okay, our number is 610-783-7827.
All right, or starcareeracademy.com to get more information. Teresa, thank you so much for joining us in
the
studio today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure seeing you again.
It was wonderful. We love putting the spotlight on different companies, organizations who are really doing a service to our community, and this is a huge service to our community because you're helping people get skilled in the trade, get started in their education, wherever they may go one day. You guys are a good step in the right direction. So that's a STAR Academy and Audubon in particular, Monroe Boulevard, StarCareerAcademy.com to get more information. When we return, we got another guest coming up for you right here on the program, 1180 WFYL. It's a new day.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu.
No one in this community will ever forget this night.
Charleston Police Chief Greg Mullen, after a shooting at a historic black church, which he says left 6 females and 3 males dead, the gunman remains on the loose.
Police are still trying to figure out what the motive was, why this gunman would sit down in the church, attend services for nearly an hour before opening fire, killing 9 people. But more importantly, immediately their priority is to get this guy off the streets before he harms anyone else.
Fox's Jonathan Sari in Charleston. Police have released photos from surveillance surveillance video of a suspect and a possible getaway vehicle.
The gunman is believed to be a white male in his early 20s, somewhere between 20 and 25 years old, sandy blonde hair, clean shaven.
Authorities say the FBI and other federal agencies are helping in the investigation. This is a Fox News alert.
Chances are there'll never be an emergency ever again. But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
Who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Being considerate and generous towards the needs of others is important to God. From Scripture, we know that God loves a cheerful giver.
Hi, I'm Doug Floro, President and Certified Financial Planner at MFB Wealth Management. Blessing others can be a great motivation for us to consistently save and invest. Over the years, I have worked with many believers like you to help them develop a plan that allows them to give generously, save responsibly, and spend wisely.
For solid biblical financial planning, call MFB Wealth Management at 215-723-8999. MFB stands for My Father's Business from Luke 2:49, when Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business.
MFB Wealth Management, 215-723-8999. Also on the web at mfbwm.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA, SIPC.
Chris Christie will be there. Scott Walker will be there. Rick Santorum will be there. You need to be there. The Northeast Republican Leadership Conference at the Sheraton Philadelphia Downtown Hotel, June 18th through the 20th. Meet the top Republican candidates for president right here in Philly. Sign up at 2015leadership.gop. That's 2015leadership.gop. The Northeast Republican Leadership Conference. You can't miss it. Paid for by the Republican Party of Pennsylvania, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Ronald Reagan once said, "Politics is not a bad profession. If you succeed, there are many rewards. If you disgrace yourself, you can always write a book."
We got a double whammy for you this morning. Right now we have in studio with us Angela McFarland, who is recruiter for People's or People Shares. I was thinking People's Share. People Shares, which is located in King of Prussia, or at least a King of Prussia branch.
Correct.
And you are a staffing company. So we were just talking about the Star Academy, how you could get prepped and how you could learn in different positions, whether it is medical assistants or veterinary assistants or IT. You could do that at the Star Academy. And then when you've gotten your education there, you could go and get connected with PeopleShares because they staff for numerous companies. What are some of the companies? You do permanent positions, temporary positions. What are some of the companies that you staff for?
Some of our largest clients are eBay, Tasty Cake, American Red Cross, and then out of the King of Prussia branch, we do a lot of business with Accenture. We do business with various companies.
Okay, so you're a recruiter.
Correct.
For PeopleShares. How long have you been working with PeopleShares?
I've been there for almost 3 years.
Okay, how do you like it?
I love it. Best job I've ever had, yeah.
Good. So you are putting people in positions, you're doing everything from temporary to permanent. You're in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. You have 14 locations throughout those three states, and you do direct positions from everything from administration to accounting to HR to marketing, legal, lower level IT, and even light industrial.
Correct.
So you guys have quite a swath. So,
absolutely.
So are jobs there for people?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah.
So what is the in your mind, what is the ideal candidate?
The ideal candidate for us is somebody that's going to honor their commitment, somebody that's going to show up, somebody that's going to go to work on time, somebody that's going to take their position seriously. A majority of the positions that we have are temp to perm. And during that 90-day average window of opportunity that they're in that temporary position, we've given them the tools. We've explained to them exactly what the client wants. If they are able to portray those traits, going to work, being on time, following the procedures, they will become a permanent employee. So it's just about dedication and the need and the want to work. That's the biggest struggle, is finding people that actually want to work.
Now, that's different than what we hear going on, because what the show is, we talk about headlines and we talk about them from a Christian perspective. And then we do parts of the program like this where we like to highlight different businesses, sure, organizations, ministries that are getting involved in the community and that are really giving a benefit to the community. And what we usually hear is that there just aren't jobs out there. But you're saying that there are jobs out there. Now, are these jobs these are full-time jobs? These are jobs that you can actually make a living and income off of?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A bulk of our positions are temp to perm. So what that means, and they're 40-hour a week plus positions. So, for example, we have a client who regularly has open light industrial positions, 40 hours plus overtime. Nice pay rate, starting around $11 to $12 an hour. No experience is often necessary, sometimes just some warehouse picking, packing, maybe forklift. And they are available for somebody who's willing to do the work. We've got a lot of administrative assistant positions, customer service positions, and we do a lot of call center. We also have one of our locations in Horsham. They run a program where they help you get your health and life insurance license. So we will pay for your education. You will then go to the class, and then you will work in the program. So there are absolutely opportunities for people.
Now, are there a lot of candidates to pick from? Do you guys have a lot of, like, a big pool?
You know, we have a saying in our branch, and that's good candidates have options. We want to be the option. We want to be the one that the good candidates come to. So one thing that we do is we have a very aggressive screening program, and we see our candidates three times before they even set foot on our client's company. The reason for that is because we're making sure that they're committed to the process. We're making sure that they've, you know, done their due diligence on the company. We prep them for their interviews. So we recruit through various avenues. So you will always find people share represented on social media. You'll find us on the job boards. We have a very comprehensive website that we use to attract talent. We do job fairs. And then situations such as this. This hopefully will generate good candidates coming our way.
Yeah, most certainly. And again, when we hear all the time in these headlines that, well, there's just not enough jobs out there. You know, there's a lack of businesses that are willing to pay employees a livable wage. That doesn't seem to be the case out here. They are here, you know, and I'm guessing you work one-on-one with people.
We absolutely do. Yeah. We have different metrics, and every day I would say I sit with approximately 7 different candidates. So during that process, it's our first interview process. It could be an interview prep where I'm making sure that prior to the candidate going to meet with our client, they've done their research. They're presented. They have their information. They understand what the job entails. If they have any questions, we try to cover that for them, because we want them to go to the client site being the best representation of themselves, but also of PeopleShare.
Yeah, because you're putting your name attached to
them. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you have a vested interest in this as much as they do.
Yes, and we have 100% unconditional satisfaction guarantee.
So you will, is that a guarantee to place someone?
No, it's a guarantee for our client that they're going to be satisfied with the candidate that we've presented to them.
Ah, so that's a different obligation then to the actual company themselves, which I'm sure, I mean, you guys probably have a good reputation then with those companies.
Absolutely. As far as our candidates go, we will do everything within our power to be able to place them. The benefit to working with PeopleShare as from a candidate perspective is if you come into our office in King of Prussia and say you live in Philadelphia, once you've met with me or one of my teammates and you're activated in our system, all 14 of our locations can be a resource for you in your job search. Hmm. You do not have to register or you do not have to interview, rather, with any of our other branches because our candidate database is completely interconnected. So based on some pre-screening questions that we're going to ask the candidates in the interview, that will determine which branch is going to be the best resource for them. We have a talent network that the candidates can sign up for, and they will get automatic emails indicating to them, these are the positions that PeopleShare has that you've expressed an interest in. There's a lot of technology that PeopleShare is utilizing that other staffing companies just are not.
Now, how is PeopleShare different than other staffing companies?
How we're different is our business model. You know, one of the things that we do is, like I said, we see our candidates three times before they even start an assignment. So from a client perspective, we're making sure that we have a clear understanding of what your needs are and that we're providing you with the right talent. From a candidate perspective, those three times, we're building a rapport with you and we're building a relationship. It's very important to me as a recruiter that I'm developing a relationship with my candidate. There's a running joke in our office because a lot of our candidates tend to hug me. And but that's who I am as a recruiter. Mm-hmm. I'm invested in their well-being. There is no better position on earth than being able to put someone in a job and help them make money and take care of their family.
You're not only helping that person and the family, but you're also helping the economy too.
Without a doubt.
You're helping the business and you're helping that family be able to pay their bills. I mean, that's pretty fulfilling.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I love getting the thank you card and or if a candidate's coming in to do their orientation paperwork before they start their job, you know, sometimes they'll stop by while they're running errands and they'll bring their kid in. And the kid will say, you know, thanks for getting my dad a job. Thanks for getting my mom
goodness.
A job. And there's nothing for me who is a parent more fulfilling than that, because I would love to know that if I was in a position where I needed employment, that a company like PeopleShare was out there to help me. Something else that sets us apart is we use a piece of technology that's a video interview. So from a candidate perspective, after you've met with your recruiter, we will have you complete a 4-minute video interview for very basic, simple behavioral based questions. And what that does is, number one, it helps with the process because your candidates are interconnected in our database. Each branch has the ability to be able to view the video. And it's as if they've met with the candidate so they can better represent them to their clients. Additionally, some of our clients utilize the video to cut down on their need to do second and third rounds of interviews. It helps move the interview process along a lot faster, because one of the complaints we will often hear from people is the interview process takes so long. Why do I have to go to 2, 3, and 4 rounds of interviews? Using our video technology, we've been able to cut that down considerably.
Wow. Now, I'm guessing probably that's a relatively new thing. I'm guessing you're one of the guys who probably started that.
We are one of the very few in the industry. I don't know where it started. I don't want to misrepresent.
Well, but that's just a great use of technology, though.
We're doing a lot of things that other staffing companies aren't doing. We have an app that you can download if you have an iPhone. We're working on the Android release of that. And the app is very intuitive in that you can look at all of our open positions. And our website is mobile friendly. So if you go to www.peopleshareworks.com, you'll be able to see all of the different branch locations to determine which one's going to be the best fit for you. If you're in the King of Prussia, Plymouth Meeting, Norristown, Conshohocken area, call our King of Prussia office. We've got 3 phenomenal recruiters that'll be willing to help you.
Well, we're going to get back and we're going to talk a little bit more about PeopleShare here along with Angela McFarland. And we will be right back after this.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Jeff Bush here from Informed Family Financial Services, located right here in Norristown. Are you nearing the decision about Social Security? Are you aware of the unique claiming strategies available to you when it comes to your Social Security benefits? Don't make a snap decision. Give me a call today at 610-630-4495 to schedule your no-obligation consultation. That's 610-630-4495. Representative of USA Financial Securities, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Have you thought about your own mortality? At some point, concern of your family leads you to wonder how you would cope with the costs if you were to die. That's where your life insurance can help provide the resources to protect your family and finances. Hi, I'm Bruce Hengie of the Hengie Agency. My mission is to help individuals make wise decisions and to help protect the future of their families. For a custom consultation, call me at 215-704-6385. That's Bruce Hengie at 215-704-6385.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
The War of 1812 began this day, June 18th. The British had captured American ships and enslaved sailors. They captured the Capitol, burnt the White House, bombarded Fort McHenry, and attacked New Orleans. They incited Indians to capture Fort Mims, massacring 500 men, women, and children. Outraged, many volunteered for the Army, including Davy Crockett. In his declaration of war, President Madison stated, "I exhort all the people of the United States, as they feel the wrongs forced on them, to consult the best means under divine providence of abridging these calamities."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Welcome to the program, 1180 WFYL. It's a new day. You could go ahead and call in 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. We have with us Angela McFarland, who is a recruiter for PeopleShare in King of Prussia, and they are a staffing company. And Angela, we actually have a gentleman who's, we're going to bring him on the phone in just a minute, but again, that number to call, 610-539-TALK, 610-539-8255. We'll take your calls. And PeopleShare, just to let you know, if you just tuned in, PeopleShare is a staffing company, and they have 14 locations throughout Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Specialize in temporary, temp to perm, and direct hire positions in administration, accounting, HR, marketing, legal, lower level IT, and light industrial work. Angela, it's great to have you back on with us, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me be here.
It's wonderful to have you. And we have on the phone with us right now Robert, who's in Norristown, who has a question for you. Robert, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Robert, what's your question for Angela?
Good morning, Ms. McFarland.
Good morning.
My question is, I'm a 62-year-old man. I was with an electronics firm for 35 years. And I was released, I believe, because of my age. And I've been applying to multiple companies, but I'm having difficulty with gaining employment, and I believe it's because of my age. Now, would your company be able to help out?
I would love to be able to sit down with you, talk to you. Maybe we can find something that would be a good fit for you. I'm not in a position that I can guarantee you any opportunity, but I would definitely like to talk to you. So I would strongly suggest that you send me your resume, and I can give you my email address, which is amcfarland@peopleshareworks.com. And then I'll schedule a time for you to come into my office. One of the benefits to us is we have 14 locations. So any one of our branches can definitely be a resource for you if we have a position that you would be a match for.
All right. Can I grab a pencil and you repeat that email address?
Yes.
Yeah, what we'll do, Robert, we'll go ahead and we'll get that information to you, okay? Just stick with us. We'll go ahead and get the information for you so you can get in contact with Angela, okay? We'll just go ahead and just stand by, okay? This is the last segment of the program. We'll go ahead and get you there, okay?
All right. Now, thank you there, Ms. Angela. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. And so we're talking about PeopleShare, and that was Robert who was just calling in, and Robert, you could go ahead and call again, and we could go ahead and get you that information there. That email address, one more time, if someone wants to email you there, Angela, you could go ahead and say that one more time.
Okay, the email address for me personally is amcfarland@peoplesharework.com. You can also send it to our team, which is pskop@peoplesharework.com.
That's A. McFarland, and that's MCFARLAND at PeopleWorks with an S.
No, it's PeopleShare.
PeopleShareWorks. I'm sorry. PeopleShareWorks.com. A. McFarland at PeopleShareWorks with an S.com. If you would like to get more information and talk to Angela about being helped out by PeopleShare. Now, you know, tell us a little bit with PeopleShare. We talked about how you guys are different. We talked about what you're going to do when you actually do get in contact with someone. Tell me now, what's the biggest struggle for you as a recruiter?
That's a great question. The biggest struggle can be finding exactly what my client is looking for. So building rapport is something that I've already mentioned. That's one thing that we really want to do on both ends. So if Ken, who is our branch manager, brings in a new order from a new client, the first thing that our recruitment team is going to do is introduce ourselves to our client and really develop that relationship to understand what the company's culture is like, what the needs are, and what the highlights of what they're looking for would be. This way, when we draw from our candidate pool in our database and we are actively recruiting candidates, we can speak intelligently to them about the position. We really are the middle person. I want to make sure that any of our candidates that we're presenting to a company have a full range of understanding of exactly what the position entails. So one struggle would be just making sure that we are properly representing our clients' needs. But then the other piece is getting candidates to honor their commitment. Sometimes we will have a candidate that seems very interested when we pre-screen them over the phone, mm-hmm. and then they don't show up for their interview with us. And that can be frustrating because the first thing that will come to my mind is, well, how serious are you about getting a job? Right? So that's a struggle that any recruiter has.
And there are jobs out there, which is the encouraging thing.
Yeah. Just to prove that there are jobs out there, we started our business in 2005 with one location and two employees. We are now in 14 locations across 3 states. So clearly, there is business to be had. There are jobs to be filled. We've also been on the Inc. 500 list of all U.S. companies for the last 6 years. So there's a tremendous exponential growth opportunity with PeopleShare. We're going to be opening 1 to 2 additional new branches at some point this year. There's jobs, people. There's jobs.
So how can someone apply if they want to find a job?
There's several ways that they can apply. Probably the easiest way would be to just go to our website, which is peopleshareworks.com. From there, it's very interactive. So from there, they can join our talent network. They can review the open positions at any one of our branches, and then they can just simply apply. We're always on social media. You can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. You can connect with us on LinkedIn. We have a Pinterest account, which actually is pretty great because it also gives you tips and ideas on how to dress for your interview. Things that some candidates just are not aware of.
PeopleShareWorks.com. That's with an S.
That's
PeopleShareWorks.com is where you could go and you could get more information and learn how to apply and get involved and find a job.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're all about. It's been wonderful having you on with us, Angela. We're getting near the end of the program here, but could you just tell us personally, that email again is mcfarland@peopleshareworks.com.
mcfarland@peopleshareworks.com,
and that's mcfarland at peopleshareworks with an S. .com. What would you say to someone who may be listening right now who's considering if this is the right thing for them?
If it's a candidate that's considering contacting PeopleShare, I would say do it. Send us your resume. Let us have a look at where your struggles have been. We will absolutely do everything in our power to try to find the right opportunity for you. One thing that we will also do is be a straight shooter. We will let you know this is the reason why you're struggling finding a position and try to coach you on that. So there's always a benefit to reaching out to us. If it's from a client perspective, again, good clients have choices. Good candidates have choices. We want to be the choice. There is no other staffing company that has our process and our product. So whether you're a candidate or a client, PeopleShare is the company you want to do business with.
And they're going to be the one that's going to be able to get you results on both sides.
Without a doubt.
Whether that's someone who is more than able to fill the position or whether that is someone who is looking for a position to work. Thank you so much, Angela, for joining us on the program today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Here. That's PeopleShareWorks with an S.com. You can email Angela at amcfarland, mcfarland, at peopleshareworks.com. This is Mike Levin saying thank you so much for listening to the program. Remember, in all these things, whatever headlines we read or whatever we have that's going to happen tomorrow, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Take care.